This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
This is BBC Learning English. Unit 16.
My name's Darren Bett. I'm a weather presenter on the BBC Weather Centre.
Well, hello, Darren. First of all, how long have you been presenting the weather for and forecasting it?
Well, I joined the Met Office in September 1989, straight from university. I was one of the first graduates to go straight into forecasting. I had quite a few months of initial training, and then my first job was at Glasgow Weather Centre in Scotland. I've also worked at the Met Office headquarters and Leeds Weather Centre in Northern England, and that was where I first started presenting on television and radio. And then I joined the team at the BBC Weather Centre in 1997 to launch the 24-hour news channel.
So you've seen quite a few changes since then, I'm sure.
A lot of changes, particularly in terms of technology. Forecasting-wise, when I was at Glasgow Weather Centre, there were no radars covering Scotland at all, and the radars are what we use to show us where the rain is falling across the country. So we didn't have that information back then. Satellite pictures, which we rely on more and more now, they were every 3 hours at best, and they were on a fax machine, not on a computer. And computer models were run less often, and they were much less detailed, and we couldn't forecast as far ahead as we do now.
Well, let's talk about today, and what's the most kind of challenging and difficult aspect of your job?
Well, I guess managing time, both in terms of fitting in all the broadcasts that we have to do, both in the day or during the night, and in terms of time that I have to present a forecast.
And what about the language you have to use? Do you have to think carefully about the words you choose?
Yes, that's become more and more important, particularly where we're using more and more technical weather terms to describe what's happening now with the weather and what the forecast is. And in forecasts of severe weather, I have to be very careful not to be alarmist. This could lead people to make the wrong or unnecessary decisions. So there has to be a balanced, professional and clear delivery. And great care has to be taken when talking about uncertainty. For example, if we had a band of rain that was moving northwards, it may move further north and it could turn to snow. And this may be just over the hills, but it might fall in towns and cities. And we also use probability to describe uncertainty and the most likely outcome. And also in describing the tracks of storms or hurricanes or typhoons around the world. The track may change daily, and this could have a huge impact to different parts of the world.
Well, let's look to the future now and think about weather forecasting in the future. What do you think might change?
One area of forecasting that I think is likely to become more important is space weather. Now, over the past few years, we've already seen geomagnetic storms from the sun leading to power outages in millions of homes around the world. And as our reliance on satellites grows, so forecasting the weather in space is going to be more and more important. And with that, mobile technology, social media has seen a change in how people get their weather forecasts, and no doubt there will be further technological changes to come. And the future could bring the potential for virtual weather presenters. I hope this doesn't happen, as I do actually enjoy my job, but the biggest changes are likely to arrive due to changes in technology. At the BBC Weather Centre, we present a forecast out to 10 days ahead. The future may mean the viewer or listener will be able to get a forecast even further ahead than that.
Climate change is something we've all heard about. Is there evidence that the climate is changing?
There's been some research done by the Met Office that shows current global average temperatures are highly unlikely in a world without human influence on the climate. And the human influence has also made breaking the current UK temperature record about 10 times more likely. Now, 2014 may be the warmest on record across the globe. Figures are still coming in. But in the UK, 2014 was the warmest on record, and 8 out of the last 10 warmest years in the UK have occurred since 2002. Now, as a forecaster and presenter, how I report the changes in climate and the severe weather events that could bring may be the next biggest challenge I face.
Fantastic. Well, Darren, thank you very much for speaking to us and for all that information. Thank you.
Pleasure.